In my family, we prioritize sitting down and having dinner together every single night. But finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel overwhelming. That is where Gobble comes in. Gobble is a meal kit delivery service where each week you can choose from their rotating menu of over 18 gourmet meals. You can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver them right to your door. We recently had a Gobble meal of Baja-style fish tacos with green goddess cabbage slaw and spiced black beans. Hear me when I say it was delicious. And that's because Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs. You'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. The meal was super easy to come together because most of their meals only take about 20 minutes. And did I mention how good the chocolate chip cookies were for dessert? See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/Dr. Nicole. That's GOBBLE.com/Dr. Nicole today. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. In this short episode, you are going to learn about medications that can help control pain during labor, specifically opioid medications and nitrous oxide. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board-certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you have been here before, I'm so grateful you are spending some time with me today. In this episode, you're going to learn about medications that are not an epidural, but that can still help with managing pain during labor, specifically opioid medications and nitrous oxide. You'll learn about how they work, the side effects, risk, pros and cons of both. Last week in the short episode, I talked about medication-free techniques for managing pain during labor, so definitely go back and listen to that episode if you are interested in learning about medication-free techniques. And just so you know, the only way to know about these shorter episodes is to subscribe to the podcast. I don't talk about them on social media or email them out or anything like that. So if you don't want to miss any of these highly informative episodes, then be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you are listening to this podcast. There's a ton of great information in this episode, but there's no need for you to take any notes because I've created a free guide that you can download that includes all the information in the podcast and also includes some images too, which can be really helpful. Also includes some questions that you are going to want to ask your doctor about pain management options. You can grab that free guide at drnicolerankins.com/pain. So before we get into talking about opioid medications and nitrous oxide, we need to talk a little bit about how to manage pain in general. I just want to remind you that there is absolutely no right, set, perfect way for how you manage pain during labor. This is very much so a personal decision, and it's one that you have to make for yourself. Your friends can't make it for you, your mama, your sister, your cousin, nobody else can make it for you. You have to make that decision for yourself. Also know that whatever decision you make is the right choice for you. Be confident that you have made the right choice for yourself because you know yourself best. It's a choice that only you can make. It's also okay if you change your mind or if you do combinations of things. Maybe you started out wanting to do medication free, and then you decide to do some IV medications, or maybe you decide to do an epidural, or maybe you were thinking you wanted an epidural, but then you get into it and you're like, oh, maybe I can continue to do this. Whatever you decide is up to you, but you will know all of your options by listening to this episode. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about these medications that are not an epidural. They can be divided into two categories, opioid medications and nitrous oxide. Both of these medicines work by reducing your awareness of pain. Opioids we're very familiar with because of the opioid epidemic. It's the same opioids, just given in a different way typically. Opioids in general are a very powerful and potentially highly addictive class of medications that help relieve pain. Do know though that the addiction potential is very, very, very low when used in the setting of labor because we only use it for a short time. So please don't worry that you're going to get addicted to the medicines if you get them during labor. Now, in the context of labor, they can be given two ways. One is into a muscle, or they can be given into an IV or intravenously. Most often they're given through an IV. Sometimes we give them in a muscle and through the IV at the same time. That's something called therapeutic rest. We use that in early labor when you have a long early labor and it's really tiring you out because those contractions are, you know, keep coming. Then doing that therapeutic rest, those long acting opioids can help you get some rest in early labor. Hopefully you wake up and then you're in active labor. There are several different narcotics that are used potentially, and I use narcotics and opioids interchangeably. They're the same thing. The opioids that are used in labor may be morphine, fentanyl, Dilaudid, Nubane, Stadol. And what's used is really dependent on the doctor, the midwife, and the hospital. When I was in residency training back at Duke many years ago, we used Stadol a lot. In the last couple of hospitals I've been at, we use Nubane a lot. Right now, there's been a shortage of Nubane, so we've been using Dilaudid a lot. So it really just depends. So don't think that if you go to one hospital or if you hear a friend that says, hey, I got this particular medicine, and you don't hear something similar, it's just because different options are available, and it's really going to depend on your hospital, your doctor, what they're comfortable with and what they're used to using, what the hospital keeps on the formulary. And they really all work very similarly. Now, when it comes to opioid medications, know that they will cross your placenta. They will get into your baby's system. However, your baby is going to clear the opioid medication out of their system just the same way that you do. However, it takes babies a longer amount of time to clear the medication from your system or from their system. And because it takes babies longer to clear the medication from their system, we don't want to give that medication too close to birth. So once in active labor, I generally limit the IV opioids to 2 doses, maybe 3 doses, and do not give it beyond 7 centimeters because the baby may come out having difficulty breathing. If we give it too close to delivery and they still have those medicines in their system when they're born, they may have difficulty breathing. That's one of the side effects or risk of opioids. When you have too much, it can cause issues with breathing. That's actually, as an aside, when people die of a drug overdose from opioids, it's because opioids will slow your respirations down, slow your breathing down, and essentially you just stop breathing. Now, for babies, they may have trouble suckling when they come out if they have too much opioids in their system. I honestly haven't seen it happen, and I think part of that is because I don't give too much of it and I'm careful about when to give it, but that certainly is a possibility. There are medicines that we can give to counteract that, but if we don't have to give those medications, then we don't want to give those medications. The other thing that we'll see in terms of the effects on the baby for you getting opioid medications is that it can cause some changes in the baby's heart rate. Opioids make you kind of sleepy, and they do the same thing to babies. So your baby's heart rate may look a little bit flatter. It may not have something called as much variability. It won't bounce up and down as much. That is an expected thing that we see that doctors are going to be on the lookout for. That's not something that you have to look out for, but just so you know, in case you're curious. My girls are 14 and 16, and back in the day when they were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones, but now you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated over the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that it's private with no unwanted eyes. Now let me share some of the great features that make Family Album a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature of the Family Album app that I love is that you can order 11 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home starting in August. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you're still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. In terms of the effect that opioids or how soon they take effect, they generally work pretty quickly. They take effect between 5 and 10 minutes. It doesn't take long. Now, how long the pain relief lasts really can vary. For some people, it may just be a short time, may only be like 30 minutes, but for some people, it can be longer. It can be even up to 6 hours in some cases. It really just depends on how your body metabolizes the medication. Now, there is another opioid medication that is a short-acting opioid. It's going to avoid some of the effects that we see that happens with the baby's heart rate and with the baby getting it close to birth. This is called remifentanil. It gets in and out of the system very quickly. Again, it's going to help avoid some of the changes in the heart rate or the baby having trouble breathing as it gets too close to birth, because this medication gets metabolized really, really quickly. It's given through an IV. It's done through something called a PCA, which is patient-controlled analgesia, meaning that you push a button yourself to give yourself doses of the medication. The issue with it is that it is not readily available at most hospitals. I've seen it at one hospital. It's just not readily available. And you have to be closely monitored while using remifentanil because it can cause your breathing to slow down to a really low level. So when you use remifentanil, it does require extra monitoring and always requires one-to-one nursing, meaning your nurse can't have any other patients other than you. Typically in labor, nurses will only have one patient, or at the most they may have two, but they definitely can just have one patient when they have someone who is on remifentanil. Okay, the other medicine that you can use potentially during labor to help with relieving pain is nitrous oxide. It's also known as laughing gas. It's an inhaled gas. It has been used for decades to provide pain relief in labor. It's much more commonly used in Europe and other countries than in the United States. Its popularity and availability is increasing in the U.S., so there, it may certainly be a possibility in your hospital. Now, the way you use nitrous oxide is that you give yourself the medication through either a mouthpiece or a face mask, and it contains a combination of nitrous oxide and oxygen. Usually it's at a 50-50 ratio. In order to use nitrous oxide, there are some things that have to be in place. You have to have the right equipment in place so that only you get the medicine when you inhale. Other people in the room aren't exposed to it. In our hospital, it's like a portable tank system and it has to be connected to the wall in order to make sure that this system is contained and no one else can be exposed to it. Now, unlike opioids, nitrous oxide is cleared very quickly from your system. It's cleared very quickly from your baby's system. So it really doesn't have any risk for the baby that we're aware of. And it can actually be used up until the very end of birth. Nitrous oxide is also great for other things, not just labor pain. It can be great for if you are getting induced and you're having pain while you're getting a balloon catheter placed. It can be used postpartum if you have to get a repair or you had a tear in your vagina, that has to get sewn up. It can be used then to help with pain relief. So that's the great thing about nitrous oxide. It can also be used in those instances. And because it clears from your system very quickly, you don't have those sort of foggy effects or sleepy effects that you may have from getting opioid medications. So let's get into the side effects. For the side effects of IV medication, some women are allergic to them, so you do have to be careful with that. Also, you can have itching. Itching is a really common side effect of the medication, and it's not an allergy. It's just a side effect of the medication. Sometimes it can be really intense itching. Some women can also have nausea or vomiting with opioid medication. And as I mentioned earlier, you may just feel kind of drowsy and out of it, which some people don't like because you want to feel connected to the labor experience. So just know that as a possibility going into it. Some side effects of nitrous oxide, it may cause dizziness, may cause nausea or vomiting, just kind of a silly feeling, which is again why we call it laughing gas. And when we talk about the pros and cons of these, for those longer acting IV opioid medications, these can actually be really fantastic as a pro in terms of helping you get through a rough patch in labor. So if you're having a longer part of the early labor, opioid medications can be great to help you get some rest, regroup, get back in the game for the remainder of your labor, and maybe not necessarily have an epidural if that's something that's important to you. For the short-acting IV medications like remifentanil, the good thing about those is that, or that one medication, because it's just that one short-acting one, is that you can have control over the medication and it's short-acting, so it gets in and out of your baby's system very quickly, can be used for a longer period of time than the longer-acting opioid medications. For nitrous oxide, one of the benefits is that you can still be mobile. You can move around. You may have to have a little tank that carries the nitrous oxide with you, but you can definitely still move around. You also have control over it. You inhale it when you need it. You have complete control over it. It's also very short acting. Unlike opioid medications, it does not require continuous monitoring because it doesn't cause any changes into the baby's heart rate. With opioid medications, you do need to be on the monitor because it does change the baby's heart rate and we need to keep an eye on that. Now, one of the cons, the biggest con I would say, and I don't know if con is the right word, but it's something that you definitely need to be aware of, is that these medications are not as effective as an epidural. I'm going to be honest with you on that. Do not think that these medications are a substitute or going to work as well as the type of pain relief that you get with an epidural. They just do not do that. And then some other cons for the IV medications, I talked about this, but just mentioning it again, can make your baby drowsy, can make you drowsy, can make your baby have trouble breathing if they receive the medicine too close to birth. And then the other con is that both nitrous oxide and the shorter acting opioid medication may not be available at many hospitals. I would say the remifentanil, that short acting medication, is probably not available at most hospitals. Nitrous oxide is becoming more and more available, but you just really need to ask about those things before you go. Okay, so there you have it. Share this podcast with a friend. Also, remember to subscribe to the podcast because that's the only way you're going to get these short episodes. And do grab that free guide that has all of this information in it, drnicolerankins.com/pain. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week. And remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.